Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
We interrupt this program to bring you loud static.
Crossed over.
What's new? We're AM. No, it's a big deal.
I'll be well, we're past radio.
That's right.
Gold dust at my feet.
A weird day today. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It's weird.
It seems weird.
This is the last sticky, miserable day, though. Thank goodness tomorrow, for the next little stretch, 4 or 5 days, it's supposed to be fantastic. So sweat it out today. Tomorrow will be a sweat-free ride to work and home. Good afternoon, and welcome to July 1st. That's right. It's July already.
Canada Day.
What?
It's Canada Day.
It is? What does that mean?
I think it's their Independence Day.
You all have to talk like this, Harry.
No, we don't. I didn't know that. That's their Independence Day.
It's a celebration of the July 1st, 1867 enactment of the British North American Act.
Thank you.
Which united three colonies into a single country called Canada.
You know what is depressing is that after this weekend, because this country revolves around four major holiday seasons. Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, and then the Christmas New Year's thing. The Christmas New Year's thing is nice, but it's usually miserable and cold and icy and slushy and rainy and snowy or whatever and crappy. The sad thing about this weekend coming to an end, when it does come to an end, we're 2/3 of the way through the three big fun holidays. There's only one left. That's Labor Day. So do something. Weather's going to be good. Enjoy it. I have not been to the zoo. My wife, next week, is taking our little grandson to the zoo. I can't go because I have to work.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how unfair life is sometimes to men, working men, hard-working men like us.
You should go on a weekend. That's when it's the most fun.
Yeah. I'll bet. Oh, don't you
anybody
know,
there?
Don't you know this weekend it'll be covered up with? It should be.
Well,
oh, no, this weekend.
No, the 4th of July festivities this year are in Forest Park.
The fair.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It'll be covered up.
Oh, yeah.
Weekend.
I mean, well, it is anyway. Any nice weekend, but yeah.
But I have not been to the zoo since our kids were, I think since our kids were little, we took them to the zoo. That's something that's weird that you don't go for yourself as an adult. We should, but you go with kids. And we took our kids, and I actually don't think I'll tell you where I did go, San Diego Zoo. And here's the thing. San Diego can have their zoo. I told you when we went, what a disappointment. You know, you watch these late night shows, and they have what Jim Fowler or whatever, somebody from the San Diego Zoo, and they act like it's a big deal. The St. Louis Zoo makes the San Diego Zoo look like somebody's bad idea. Ours is free. Theirs you pay. Ours is easy to get around. Theirs is hills. It's hard to net. You can't see the animals as well. I thought it was horrible. So we have the best zoo. We absolutely do have the best zoo. It is Burke segment time. Does anybody have anything?
I don't.
You have a chance to save the show right now because this show is going nowhere. There's nothing going on. This
is
deader than dead.
There is nothing.
If we ever thought about reaching over and unplugging the radio station, it was today. And we could do it. We could reach over, pull a plug, boom, off the air. If you don't call us today, that's what we're going to do. No Burke segment?
No.
Okay, no Burke segment.
I do. I have something. I was at the...
he's trying to save the show.
I'm trying to save it.
Here's Dan Strauss,
everybody. All right,
let's
see what he's got.
Thank you so much, Frank. Like Peon mentioned, the fair, I just found out, I didn't even realize it was going to, with all that construction downtown, I didn't even think about where are they going to hold it, and then they said Forest Park, so they're not going to do the air show because it's over populated areas and everything. So that's the one thing that they're not going to do is the air show. Isn't that one of the biggest attractions down there?
I always thought it was.
And that is going to be insane for, I guess, parking.
Oh, parking is going to be, yeah, because normally in Forest Park you can park along the streets.
Yeah.
But none of that is going to be allowed, so because it's all going to be pedestrian traffic. So, yeah,
Could be a mess.
It's going to be totally crazy. But over the weekend, Sunday, I went to a parade, and I've done this. This is the third or fourth year I've done this. A friend of mine has a house right on the parade route. It's the Redbud Fireman's Picnic Parade.
Woo! That's one of the biggest parades in the country.
I'm telling you.
You got your Macy's Day Parade. You got your Tournament of Roses, yep. And then you got the Redbud Parade.
Oh, yeah.
One of the biggies.
It is. They have all these fire trucks and the fire stuff coming from all over, from St. Louis, from Sparta, from Belleville, from they're everywhere. And it's
don't they all kind of look the same?
They're
fire trucks.
They do.
Yes.
There's a Belleville fire truck, and there's a West St. Louis County fire truck, and there's a Muscoda fire truck, but they're all red.
And this parade is probably close to 2 hours long. It just keeps going and going and going, and they have...
You're thinking of the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. But this, they have a high school band, and then they have I guess it's a bunch of guys.
Wait a minute, a small town parade with a high school band?
I know.
Band?
And then,
that's unheard of.
Then there's a bunch of older people, and I'm guessing that they were in a high school band at one point, and they get together and they play. But three different times they had color guard come down, and everybody stands, and then but it is a fun parade, and I'm not a big parade guy. To go downtown,
I'm not either until I go to one. And then all of a sudden, it's fun.
Yeah.
There's something about it. Here's my impression of a parade. And then they play, the band, high school band, always plays a song they have no business playing.
Yes.
Like a Bruce Springsteen
song. Yeah.
So that shouldn't be done by a high school band.
Born in the USA.
Yeah, or like... oh, but pick another. Give me another, let's see. Give me another rock song.
Oh, they'll do like a Maroon 5 song or something like that.
Or another one, Bites the Dust or something. And but it's high school instruments. And then...
And then you're stuck at the part where they just ended their song and they're just walking with their instruments in their hands.
That happened to us like at least twice. There were like three different bands. One, they did go by and they started playing. And it was like towards the very end when they walked by, it's like they picked up their instruments and then they start playing. So it's good for the people up further
right
on the route. This one, you can see them coming and you hear them going. They were playing the Air Force song.
Yeah.
And they were playing that. And all of a sudden... like a couple houses down, they stopped, and then they get the, then you get the drums. They just play the drum thing coming.
And here's my suggestion: you have some imagination. Don't play the St. Louis Blues, for goodness sakes. How many times? And then the drums are always too big a part of the song. Do you ever notice that?
Oh, yes.
Even a song that normally doesn't have drums, they love to show off the drum thing. If they were playing, or they'll take a song like Stardust. Sometimes I wonder what it, and they'll turn it into a band song. High school bands are interesting, and sometimes they're really good, and sometimes you wonder why the band director decided to do a Journey song for a, you know, marching band.
Yeah, but my suggestion for these bands that are in parades, have a bunch of songs lined up, so when you do finish that song, instead of walking by a whole bunch of people with the drums just going, and they're just standing there holding their instruments, go into another song. And entertain
those
people.
Some people get cheated.
Yeah, they do. We got cheated twice.
Now, do they still throw candy? Because the last I heard, somebody put a stop to throwing out candy because somebody got hit with a piece of candy or something.
They were throwing candy like crazy. They were throwing out candy. They were throwing out beads. They were throwing out pencils. They were throwing out all kinds of stuff.
And kids love
parades. Oh, the kids pencils. Were going crazy.
Sharpened pencils?
No, yeah. throwing out knives, Ginsu knives and stuff.
No, kids love parades. They do. And because I remember as a little kid, it's so huge to you as a kid. You're standing on the side of the street and everything is huge. People are huge. You know what we need at every parade, and we usually don't get it at a local, is stilt walkers. Those guys, you need that. That, to me, now you got something.
The Shriners were there. The Shriners were there. They had the little cars. They had the motorcycles.
How come you never see one of those real tall stilt people fall down?
I don't know.
How is that?
I don't
and
know.
What if you did? Would it be like falling off a ladder?
Oh,
just,
yeah.
You just topple.
Well, sure. Yeah. I'm assuming you practiced some before you just started walking
on shows. I love
so the Shriners people. Made it all the way down to Redwood with their cars and everything?
Oh, they had the cars, and then they had a group of Shriners with the motorcycles, and then they had a group of Shriners with little, like, mini bikes and motorcycles and stuff like
that. Right, those little bitty motorbikes.
They do figure eights in their cars and everything.
That you can throw in the trunk of your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I like that Shriner stuff.
And Fred Bird was there, too. Fred Bird.
I think that would be why I would be a Shriner. If I couldn't be in the parade, I don't want to be a Shriner.
How does that work? Do younger people join the Shriners?
I don't think so.
I think you
have to be like over 50 or something.
All those guys they were driving the cars. I'm telling you, some of them were so big in those cars.
You know what the hat's called?
A fez.
Very good, Dan. Yeah. Dan Strauss, very good. A fez.
Steely Dan did a song about that.
I actually invented a device that would detect if those guys were coming. Fez Buster.
Well, yeah, when you're a member, you go to get your hat out of a fez dispenser.
Oh, my God.
Folks, when we told you earlier we had nothing... Now do you understand? We got nothing. We got no show. There's nothing going on today. We're just talking to hear ourselves talk. So here's what we're going to do. Is that it for the Burke segment?
Yeah, that was it.
All right, let's close it down. We'll take your phone calls. Burke segment is officially closed. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. Seriously, we'd like to talk to and do nothing but talk to you for about the next couple hours. Because it's just a slow, slow day. I went to a Meanies last night, and I caved in and bought a pinball machine. I now own 4 pinball machines. My goal, and this is over a 30-year period, it took me to get 4 pinball machines. There's not much that's cooler to look at than a bunch of pinball machines all lit up, flashing and strobing. Like if you go into a tavern.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got 4 that I can plug in my basement, so I'm looking forward to getting that thing delivered. And off to the phones we go. And Chris, whose name is in too small a type style, I wish it were bigger, but I can see it. Chris, how are you?
How about yourself?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you? I think you said you're okay. What can we do for
you? I am okay. I'm still okay.
What can we do for you?
How you doing, Chris?
Well, I'm 44 years old. I've been in marching band since I was 10 years old.
Wow.
And I can provide some insight as to why they don't play nonstop through the parade. It's tiring. It's very, you don't realize it, but it takes a lot of work.
Oh, I believe it would take, especially the guy, the tuba guy.
Yeah. Well, carrying the tuba.
And not only carrying it, but he's got
a lot of air.
Don't you need more air for the tuba, or does it just look like you would?
No, you do need more air. It's got to go through all that piping and tubing, and that's what creates the lower sound.
I feel sorry for it.
It is a lot of work, and it's hot. Most of the time it's hot. Even when it's cool outside, you're wearing a wool or polyester uniform. It's hot, and you got to have breath control. There's all kinds of things that factor into it.
I'll tell you the two people I feel the sorriest for, the tuba guy and that guy that you see sometimes who doesn't just have a drum. He has like 4 drums.
Oh, yeah.
Like a set of drums strapped to the front of him. And he... that guy. Because he takes up the room of like 5 people. So, yeah, I would imagine it is hot because you're right. Usually parades are in nice weather, which means it could be hot weather. And, I get why they have to take a break. And then, but the drummers never get a break because while they're walking, not playing, those guys are still.
Right.
Yeah, they have to keep the tempo going for the band to march.
But I guess that's easier than inhaling and blowing your lungs out with a trombone or something. What do you play?
I I do play a trombone, and so you have to hold your arms up high with a big heavy instrument that, you know, goes in and out for a long period of time. And
oh, I remember those days.
One other insight, if you want to make sure that you hear what the band is playing, typically the band is not going to play where the crowd is smaller. So where there's a big crowd, that's when they're going to fire them up.
That's
close to the judges stand.
That's good inside information to know.
I
wanted to play in grade school, but I know this sounds like a sob story. We didn't have the money for an instrument, but I always thought the instrument to play would be the trombone, what you play, and I'll tell you why. Because it looked to me like you just move that slide till you find the note. You know, it's like, there it is. Y'all find it, there it is.
Well, you can't slide to hit every note in a song, though. Well,
I know a bass player that did that. Till you get it, as opposed to, here's the one that I don't get. The trumpet only has three things. What do you call it? Keys?
Or vowels.
Vowels, okay. Yet you can make every note out of those three. The
it looks
combination.
Like you can push the valve halfway down on each one.
Two down,
and then two
one
down,
up.
Yeah.
One down,
no,
two
no,
up.
No, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't?
No, it doesn't. No, you have to push the valve all the way down, or there's holes inside the valve that create the different sounds. And so whenever you push combination, if you think about it, there's only three. But if you do all the math, there's, you know, thousands of combinations you can do to create different sounds, and you adjust your lips different ways. And
if I'm a bugler, I look at the trumpet player and go, what a wuss. You got keys. You need keys. I don't need anything. Yeah. I just my mouth. I'm a bugler, and I don't need those keys.
That's right. That's true. And I'm going to make some other instrumentalists mad, but you have to have a special ear to play the trombone because of just what you said. If you don't put the slide in the right spot, you're going to be out of tune.
Yeah. And
whereas if you push a key down on a clarinet or a flute, it only plays one note. You can't make a mistake.
Now, when I look at a saxophone or a clarinet, all I see is what looks like 1,000 different little valve things, more than you have fingers. You got 10 fingers to 2 thumbs and 8 fingers. Yet there's like 50 of those things.
Yes.
I have no idea how anybody could play that. I'm serious. I do not understand how anybody could play the clarinet or the saxophone. And then there's the whole flute deal. That's another one I don't get.
Right, you don't really.
That's just like playing a pop bottle. You just blow air across the
hole. Yeah, except for all the holes. And well, listen, thank you for checking in and giving us inside band information. We appreciate
it.
All
happy fourth, guys.
Gary on line 4 is the guy that wore those drums.
Oh, the five drums across his waist. Who is it, Gary?
Yeah, Gary.
Right, hang on, I hit the wrong one here. Hold on, let me do this, then let me do this. Should be, nope, I messed it up again. Hang on, everybody. This is Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hey, guys, I'm in the PM.
So you're a marching band drummer.
I was the marching band. They called them quads. You got four drums. And I went to a really poor Catholic school.
Yeah.
In St. Genevieve, and they had the oldest ones that just had no pads on the shoulders, and you'd walk for 5 miles with carrying the 50-pound of drums.
You're starting to make us cry.
It was miserable. It was miserable.
Why did you pick something that cumbersome?
I didn't pick it. The band director made me play them.
Were you good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was like, a better one of the people.
How's the weight of those compared to the bass drum guy, the boom, boom, the guy with one big drum sideways, hits it with a big old fluffy knobbed stick?
Yeah, it's about the same.
Yeah. See, I don't want to insult the bass drum people, but to me, that's your least needed. You need less musical ability to do that because it's
or the cymbals.
If you can keep time,
bass drum and cymbals are the idiots play that.
So do the other marching band people kind of look at the cymbal guy and the bass drum guy as you idiots? Like they're the they do. Okay, that's a good honest answer.
Those are the people that had like learning disabilities.
Oh man, you oh, I hope man, you never you go anywhere really running. I hope you never run into any bass drum people or the cymbal people. But it's
all
true.
Right. All right, have a good day.
Thank you, Gary. You too. My wife was in a drum corps. She was a color guard member. Now that's the smart way to go. You don't have to play anything. It's color guard. It's a flag, and you know, you twirl it or something. She was in. I got to get this right. The Crusaders out of Belleville or something.
There were a couple of color guards that went through on the parade, and they're really good with those flags and to twirl those things around.
That's what she did, and then in Belleville. There was the Black Knights Drum and Bugle Corps, which at one time was a big deal. I mean, if you're in the Black Knights, my goodness, that's a, I don't think they're around anymore. But I used to make fun of drum corps right after I married her, and then I saw a couple of drum corps competitions on TV. Unbelievable, I mean, the precision and the routines these people do. So I don't make fun of it anymore. Let me talk to Austin. Austin, how are you?
I have AM and PM.
That's a good way to be, Austin. So what's up?
Who is the guy that has the show on before you guys come on the air?
Well, today, was it Hadley?
Yes.
It was just usually John Carney, but today it was John Hadley.
John Carney.
John Carney is usually the guy, but not today. He's
off. Oh, my God. That is the worst 12-minute drive home from work every day, having to listen to that guy.
Now, are you talking today or usually?
Usually. Mm. Period.
Have you let him know this?
No, I don't call in the show. This is my favorite show here.
I'm sorry to hear that, Austin.
He sounds like Pat from Saturday Night Live.
Man. Is John somewhere where he can hear
I think he's
this?
On vacation.
I don't think. I think.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, where is he?
Anyway? I don't know.
Yeah, Austin, the good news for you is this week, I think all week he's gone.
Wow.
Yeah, he's gone. Well, he's on vacation, you need to make your feelings known, I guess, to Mr. Carney.
I will do so.
Yeah,
I
maybe he'll change so. For you.
No, he won't. He won't change. But you should do it anyway, just like we like it for people tell us that they hate us or like us. We like that. How
I need an
know?
Easy button when he comes on so I can skip right to you guys.
Easy button.
You know what? You're funny enough. Maybe you ought to come here and apply for his job. Maybe you could take that show over.
Maybe I should do that.
All right. Well, Austin, nice to hear from. Happy 4th of July.
Hey, happy 4th of July to you too.
All right. I might just say the expressions, the opinions expressed by listeners are not necessarily those of us or station men.
No, we don't agree with that.
We may agree
or disagree. I didn't say we
didn't agree
with that. Well, I said the stations are not necessarily, the opinions are not necessarily those of us or the station. Rod, how are you?
I'm good. I'm aiming the PM.
That's the way to be, Rod. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, I was going to talk to you guys about being a Shriner, but you got me laughing so hard playing in the drum corps and marching band and trying to put your fingers on the thing. I just got to tell you, I had two hands, two sticks. I played the drums, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
And you played one drum or that group of drums?
No, I just played one drum in the drum corps, so I had a really good time with that.
And and you did this for the Shriners?
No. That's a completely different subject. You were talking about the Shriners earlier, so I called in. I was going to let you know that the Shriners are part of the Masons.
Right, I knew that. That's
okay.
Like a high level of Masons.
Yes, when you become a Mason, when you're asked to be joined a Mason, there are different levels that you have to go through to increase your status, and the Shriners are at the 33rd degree. They're the highest of the highest level of Masons that you can attain to.
Now, my dad was a 32nd degree Mason.
Yeah.
So he could have, if he'd wanted to pursue it, I guess. You can't just say, I want to be a Shriner. You have to be accepted and
invited. Yeah, lots of training, lots of, you know, all of that hoopla that you go through in those secret organizations.
Now, I'm guessing,
I made it to level 3, just to give you guys an idea where I went to.
All right, so you are a Mason.
Yeah. Yeah,
now, there's
for a while.
There's a little secrecy with this Masonic thing, a lot of people feel.
Yeah, that's true. We can't show you the handshake or give you any of the secret passwords or any of that.
Yeah,
kind of stuff.
That's what I've heard.
If you get in the Shriner Corps, which you can have the cars or the motorcycles or, you know, there's different they're different vehicles that they like to play around with too. So those are always fun. I had a friend who was a Shriner here in St. Louis for a long, long time, and he used to drive the little car that he had turned into a fire truck because we were all firemen. And
I love that stuff.
A lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Rod, thanks for checking in.
Man.
We have to take a break, don't we?
It's amazing.
Take a break. We got a lot of calls. I'm going to talk to Barb. I'm going to talk to Barb, then we'll take a break. I don't like to leave the ladies holding. Hello, Barb. How are you?
Well, I appreciate
that,
Frank.
Well, you're welcome.
That's sweet of you.
Well,
hey, I had something very weird that happened to my dog Friday night.
Okay.
She started, like, flipping herself onto the floor on her back, and then she would get up and walk in circles to the left.
Yeah.
Had to take her to the emergency clinic. She had vestibular syndrome.
Wow.
I had never heard of that, but the dogs think that they're upside down. It's an inner ear problem.
Weird.
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called vestibular syndrome. V-E-S-T-I-B-U-L-A-R syndrome. And I've had dogs all my life. They live to be quite old. It's the first time I've ever had a dog do this.
She flopped on her back.
So they feel like they're right side up when they're on their back? I guess,
because she'd throw her, we have hardwood floors, and she'd throw herself on her back on the floor, and her legs were like, she was like frantic, hyperventilating, and then she began to throw, I mean, it's the most frightening thing, and when we went there, they said, they are seeing this in older dogs, and our dog is 13 years old.
I've never heard of it.
And I thought your viewers, or your listeners, should hear about that, because it's really scary, and the other thing is their head tilts to the left. They said it should clear up 1 to 5 days. She still has a little bit of a left head tilt. It looks like she's looking at you and asking you, like, what's going on? What are you doing?
Yeah.
But other than that, other than now every once in a while she walks like she's a little drunk, I think she's getting better.
All the years of Dr. Doug on Wednesday, this has never come up.
No.
This has never come up.
And what's it called again?
I thought I would wait for that. In fact, I thought I would just scan this, what this is called, this vestibular thing, and what to expect from it.
Yeah.
But then, that's not until next week. But I wanted you to know about it.
Is it contagious to humans? Because if it is, no. I'm sure your husband wants you to catch it, because he'll come home from work, you'll be on your back with your legs up
upside
in the air.
Down, flying. With your head turned to the left.
I'm 70 years old. I don't think he's really. At any rate, people need to know about it because it is scary, and they said it's an inner ear thing, and when I asked if it was similar to what humans get when they have what they call that Meniere's disease.
Yeah.
They really didn't know.
But this can't be that common because, like I said, we've never, all the calls from pet owners, we've never had this come up. So it can't be real common.
Well, I didn't think it could be either, but they were able to diagnose it in a very short time just by watching her walk in her left circle and having her head turn. And the other thing is their eyes, both eyes track horizontally real fast, back and forth, back and forth.
Wow.
What kind of dog?
Creepy. She's a mixed breed. She was a rescue dog.
Oh, so it's not
she probably
anything.
Has some Springer Spaniel in her. So I don't know if it's typical of a certain breed.
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea. The literature they gave me, it said that most people think their pet has suffered a stroke, and that's exactly what I thought was going on. I thought she was having a stroke. But, I mean, it was violent.
Wow.
The way she would throw herself on the floor, and it was scary.
Well, thanks for sharing that. If anybody's dog does that, they'll know what it is now.
Yes, and I don't want to bring people down. Here it's a holiday weekend coming up.
No, that's our job. We've already brought them down.
Yeah.
You educated people.
Yeah, you educated them. That's
right.
Oh,
all right. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Barb. And Barb also reminded me of a joke when she said walking in circles. When I was in late years of grade school or high school, we used to pass around jokes that if you think about it now, I guess you'd get kicked out of school for it. And I'm going to give you one that you reminded me of. And I think you'll say, oh, yeah, I remember those. I'll give you an example. Mommy, why am I walking around in circles? Shut up or I'll nail your other foot to the floor. Remember those?
Yes. They're so politically incorrect.
Yeah. And there was a whole series of these cruel, like mom or dad doing something tortuous to the kid. And they were jokes. And then there's the old, you know, what do you call a kid with no arms and no legs on the playing baseball? Second base.
Or Matt.
Well, no, what do you call a kid
Art.
On the floor with no arms and legs? Matt. What do you call a kid with no arms and legs hanging on the wall? Art. What do you call a kid with no arms and no legs? Or something about the leaves, Russell. I mean, it was just a bunch of cruel. And, man, I feel sorry for kids now. They don't get to tell those jokes.
Yeah.
They get in trouble.
I feel sorry for the kids with no arms and no legs.
Yeah.
Well, I do, too.
Yeah.
Of course I do. All right, now we have to take a break because we're way behind. We will get to your calls. And again, after we come out of the break, we're depending totally today on you for the program because it's just there's nothing going on. We need somebody to,
content.
To make some news in this country or this world or something. Hopefully not bad news, just we need another balloon boy or something out there. American Equity Mortgage, 22 years and counting as an advertiser. They're in the mortgage business. I think most people know what that means. They loan people money so they can have a home. You can have a home without getting a loan. It's called renting if you want to put up with that. I think any renter will tell you that it's very unusual to rent and not have rental nightmare stories about your landlord. Or something goes wrong and it takes the landlord forever to get it fixed. I think a lot of people's goal is to have a home, even a modest, simple home. It's your own home. And you can do whatever you want. Hang pictures, put holes in the walls, you cut your grass or don't cut your grass, depending on the neighborhood you live in. American Equity Mortgage has helped thousands of people do that, get a home. That's supposed to be part of the American dream and the good life. Now, the other thing that they're really good at is getting people out of bad debt and turning it into good debt. And it doesn't mean you're stupid if you've gotten yourself in a big credit card hole. It's easy to do. Credit cards are easy to use. Whatever your limit is, it's easy to max it out. And it's also easy, seemingly easy, to make the minimum payment. Oh, we'll just make the minimum payment. That's only $40. And it's going to take you 20 years to pay it off. That's not smart and not a good idea. If you're a homeowner, you have equity, there's a much smarter way. Let American Equity Mortgage pay off all the credit card balances. Now you've swapped that bad debt for good, smart debt at a low interest rate. And probably gotten yourself another piece of tax deduction in the process. Talk to them about it. They've done it for thousands of people. They'd be happy to work for you. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or, and this is very important, you don't confuse this number with anybody else's, 314-878-9999.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Well, we had that earlier accident on eastbound 70 before Wentzville Parkway. They have cleared it, but boy, you've got long backups behind that. A couple of miles, it looks like. And we also have a new accident now. It's at Big Bend and Laclede Station. If you're going out on westbound 40, it's the only stop-and-go traffic I see other than on 70, and that's from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 is just busy now between the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And this report brought to you by Radio Shack at Radio Shack's Freedom Day sale. Get a memory card and a portable power bank for free when you purchase in-store a Samsung Galaxy S5 Zero Down. Offer good through July 12th, 2014. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Thursday, July 3rd at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Oklahoma City Redhawks on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Rates and offers subject to change. All accounts, loans, and services subject to individual approval. Charter One is a brand name of RBS Citizens N.A. If you could refinance and consolidate your private student loans with today's low interest rates, how much would that save you each year? Now, imagine what you could do with that extra money. But don't just imagine the savings. Find out how low your monthly private student loan payment really could be by calling Charter One for important free information. 1-800-500-1434. Charter One offers college graduates an exciting private student loan refinance program with absolutely no origination fee. And with today's interest rates so low, it's the perfect time to ask about a new low monthly payment plan. Refinance your private student loans. Consolidate your private student loans. Nobody makes it easier than Charter One, and your potential savings might surprise you. How much could you possibly save? Find out for free at 1-800-500-1434. Don't miss this potentially life-changing opportunity. Again, for this important free information, call Charter One now. 1-800-500-1434. 1-800-500-1434.
Hi, everybody. I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. With 52,000 people, we're the biggest town in the county. We love our safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. 2.5 centuries ago, French pioneers used the French word for flourishing to name our valley Florissant. In 1786, the Spanish governor named our village St. Ferdinand, which was used until June 26, 1939, when we went back to our French name, Florissant. Celebrate 75 years of a place called Florissant in the 600 block of St. Francis between Cordy's Frame Shop and our old city halls. Join our street party at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, June 25th. Then on the June 26th anniversary, we're back to work with town hall meetings at our Civic Center Theater to discuss the next 75 years for Florissant. The 4th of July concert and fireworks at the Egan Center starts our summer concert series, followed by 7 Saturday night summer concerts at St. Ferdinand Lake and 3 more Wednesday night outs in Old Town. Visit FlorissantMall.com to learn more about the beautiful city and the Valley of Flowers. And we'll see you at the celebrations.
I'm Jim with Roof Renewal Systems.
You may not notice it, but algae could be killing your roof, leading to leaks.
You know, the ugly black streaks that you see all over the place? It looks like black dirt's running down the side of the shingle, that sort of thing. That's actually algae, and it's eating the shingle, therefore causing the shingle to lose its reflection ability of the sunlight and making the shingle fail, which causes leaks and things like that into your home.
What process do you use at Roof Renewal Systems?
Typically, our crews are made up of 2 team members. One team member will go onto the roof. They'll apply our proprietary cleaning solution that will go directly onto the algae. It'll kill the algae and remove the algae from the shingles. Once that dwells on the roof for about 15 to 20 minutes, then he'll rinse it off with our low pressure soft washing system. By the time the guys leave, you'll look like a brand new roof. Those ugly black streaks will be gone, non-existent. We're a local company with a toll-free number, 855-411-WASH. That's 855-411-9274. Or on the web at roofrenewalsystems.com.
Roof Renewal Systems. Things are looking up.
Diabetes affects over 26 million people in the United States today, with type 2 being the most common diagnosis. If you have type 2 diabetes, listen to this important message. Patterson Medical Clinic is currently conducting a research study to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational insulin dosed once daily for type 2 diabetes. If you are at least 18 years old, have type 2 diabetes for at least 6 months, and are receiving insulin treatments, call 314-831-5999. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. To see if you qualify for this type 2 diabetes clinical study, call Patterson Medical Clinic at 314-831-5999. Once again, that's 314-831-5999.
Reduce energy costs, no matter what season it is, with an Emerson ceiling fan from Metro Lighting. Fan design has come a long way to combine form with function, with styles from traditional to contemporary. And visit MetroLightingCenters.com to register to win Metro Lighting's Emerson Fan of the Week. Each week, one lucky Cardinals fan will win 2 box seats to an upcoming Cardinals game and an Emerson ceiling fan. Just visit MetroLightingCenters.com and register. See MetroLightingCenters.com for details and for the Metro Lighting location nearest you.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. We all have junk around our homes, old TVs, maybe an old refrigerator, the entertainment center, things your kids brought home from college, heck, things you brought home from college. You know, the stuff you don't use, and it's just taking up valuable space. You'd like to get rid of it, but you don't know who to call to help you with all of this. Well, I need you to call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100. Pitch It will provide residential and commercial junk removal service with variable affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitch It will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove items from your basement, your attic, your office, your warehouse. They'll even clean up after themselves. You don't have to lift a finger. Isn't that nice? And their prices are lower than the national change. Pitch It is an eco-friendly, recycling most items, and they are fully insured. So call the folks at Pitch It at 932-1100. That's Pitch It at 932-1100 or pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Don't forget, senior discounts apply.
For your real estate needs, you need the Cave Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the Cave Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Give me a good marching band song. You see the ad. You don't know. All right, now, what's happened during the break, I mentioned these jokes as a kid. And we Peon went and looked them up. They're called Mommy Mommy jokes. And they were a bunch of cruel jokes. Mommy Mommy, the one I use as an example. Why do I walk in circles? Shut up or I'll nail your other foot to the floor. They were just real cruel jokes. Okay, share the one with them we don't get. You don't have to wiggle that around. You know what it is. Why is Daddy crying?
Why is Daddy bent over and crying? Shut up and eat your hot dog.
We don't get it.
Oh, I do. Oh.
You get it?
Yeah.
What, you do?
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Why is Daddy...
No, I think I know what you're trying to think.
Why is Daddy bent over
and... He's bent over and crying. Lorraine Bobbitt.
Oh.
He's bent over and crying.
Oh, my goodness.
That is sick.
How did you pull that out?
What's sick is that you got it.
It just all of a sudden hit me.
No, what's sick is you got it.
I know.
Let's get Rick in here. Hello, Rick. How are you?
Hi, Frank. Hey, I was at that Redwood Parade, too, probably at the same place.
Uh-huh.
And I really enjoyed the marching bands. But I was thinking, when I was in the marching band, I graduated from Rittner, and we had a baton twirler. And there was no baton twirlers. Remember the old baton twirlers?
No. I'm glad you said this. I miss baton twirling. When I was a kid, every girl had a baton in the neighborhood, and they learned to twirl. They took baton twirling classes in every parade.
There wasn't none of those at the parade.
Well,
the one at our school was Cheryl Blackmore. And the funny thing was, she, we all had these real long uniforms on and real hot and all this stuff. And she's in this real sexy kind of,
As it should be.
Remember, and she had the flames baton and
I'm with you. We got to bring back the baton.
Yeah, is that a lost art or something does that anymore?
Oh, no, they do it.
But Dan, what happened to it? It used to be, it was universal. Yeah. Across the country, every girl, there was a little girl, had a baton, and they learned.
And all the variety shows, Ed Sullivan there was always a baton twirler on there every once in a while.
I want the baton twirlers back in the bands, marching bands in small town. We got to bring this back somehow. And I never see a baton in a kid's yard or at somebody's home where they have a girl. I remember going in the houses. If there was a girl in the house, there was a baton on the couch or on the floor or somewhere in the house. There was a baton or two. And, I'm with you. We got to bring those back. You're right. It's a lost art. Thank you, Rick.
Welcome.
And the Miss America pageants and Miss Universe, they used to have baton twirlers as their talent. When's the last time you saw that? I haven't seen a baton twirler. And the good ones were really good. They could throw that thing up like 30 feet in the air and boom, catch it perfectly, and sometime in flames. One more call, then we'll take a break. This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Frank. I guess I missed the Dr. Duck segment, right?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I heard a guy complaining about Corny, but I had a complaint about that guy in the morning. Was it MacGruber, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Now, if I got a complaint about that, should I call up the program director and just, make my complaint with him?
Yes, you should. You absolutely should.
Yeah, because the program director will sit him down and have a talk with him.
Yeah, he will.
Well, those guys that come on afterwards, they were kind of dissing you for kind of making fun of MacGruber.
I heard that, and I really liked it. I like it when they diss me.
Right.
I enjoy that.
Hey, one more thing, Frank.
Yeah.
When you talk to Londoff, I always wondered about those Shriners, those little cars.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if they get those from a division of Londoff Chevrolet.
Well, they don't sell those little bitty cars.
They don't. Where do they get those little cars?
Well, they're kits. Go-kart chassis, and they're companies that make fiberglass kits, so it could be a little fire truck or a little Hummer, or it's just like they do with golf carts. They're just go-karts on the...
And they ride them up on two wheels. That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I love that stuff.
I'll give that program director guy a call.
All right, good idea. Thank you, Jim.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, see, the people are catching on is that we have a program director now. They know who to complain to. For 41 years, man, that makes me sound old. But I guess I am. Of course, I could have started going when I was 3 years old. When do a kid start going to the dentist? Like one? Because you have some teeth by one. So I think about one.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I could be 42 and have gone to Ballast Dental Care for 41 years. I'm not, but I have gone for 41 years. I was there 2 weeks ago, actually about a week and a half ago, for yet another signing off on a clean bill of dental health. And I don't go out of my way to do anything special with my teeth. I'm just lucky. Some people have what they call a soft enamel. Their teeth are actually soft, and they're brittle, and they break. And I've never had that. I don't have to go have... Hollywood whitening done or anything. They're not perfectly straight where they're unnaturally straight. You see people, you go, well, those look fake. They're so white and so straight. They're just average, decent teeth. And as far as your teeth, look, are you taking care of them? Have you been to a dentist? If you have or you haven't, if you need a lot of work or maybe nothing more than a checkup, I have your place. And if you are one of those just so freaked out that you can't bring yourself to go and you need oral sedation, please take advantage of this offer before it ends. The consultation, the pill, the whole thing, normally $350. You're not going to pay a dollar for it right now if you make an appointment and you're AM and the PM. It's at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Wednesday morning on McGraw Live. I'll bring you local news twice an hour. Tim Weiland gets you to work on time with traffic updates. And Jim Holder recaps the Team USA's World Cup soccer match with Belgium. Dr. Brad Freeman has medical news for the holiday week. And Kat Neville from Peace Magazine has a pair of great restaurants for you to try. It's McGraw Live starting at 6 a.m. Watch it on KTRS.com or listen to the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.